This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The city of Philadelphia is in an outrage. Why? Because the soda tax, it is in effect, and people realize, wait a minute, I voted for what? And it's causing a hailstorm. But there's a fake news story that the media fails to call fake news, because media, I would imagine, would be for the soda tax. And that is the mayor of Philadelphia blaming the high price of soda, not on the tax, instead on price gouging. We'll give you the facts. Fake news? Philadelphia, not here, beginning right now.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
If you ever want to know anything about global warming or soda tax or really bizarre fascist dictators that you've never heard of in countries you didn't even know existed, Stu is your guy. Stu is absolutely the guy. Favorite dictator, Stu?
Well, Turkmenbashi, I would say, had to be number one on
his reign.
He died. He was, of course, replaced by Garbangirli Berdimuhamedov in Turkmenistan.
Okay, don't insult her. Which was actually like we didn't know that.
Dentist. It was Turkmenbashi's dentist who they put as the new dictator.
Really?
So, in case you want to read up on that, we can always talk about that.
We can talk about that some other time. I just want to get your bona fides out there that I don't just say that higgledy piggledy. When it comes to weird dictators that you've never heard of, anything on global warming or soda tax, Stu's the guy to go to.
Stunningly not a good combination to pick up the ladies throughout the life.
Stunningly not really.
Really didn't work well.
A collection of anything that does you any good at all.
No, except for right now, while Philadelphia is putting
together. Shine, baby, it's your moment.
The most ridiculous soda tax of all time, and they're applying it to all sorts of different things. If you remember, a lot of cities have tried to pass these things, which were supposedly designed not for them to get money, of course, but for to protect us from ourselves and our bad choices.
Of course.
We're all getting too fat, and I realize that this show is not the one to argue.
We're not the one to point that out.
We are too fat.
Right.
However, we're fat by our own decision making.
Right.
And the government.
We go in
eyes
wide open.
Absolutely, and mouth wide open, to be perfectly honest about it. So they decided to try to pass this in Philadelphia by saying, sure, it will have some health benefits, but really what we need are new money for, pre-K and all sorts of other programs
sure.
that everyone wants.
This is going to be good for you.
It's going to be good for you.
Help the children.
So it got through. They were successful to push it through. Started this month for the first time. The tax is 1.5 cents per ounce. So obviously a 20-ounce bottle of soda is going to add 30 cents. Mm-hmm. You might say, it's not that big. If you're paying $2, now it's $2.30. It might not necessarily hit you that hard. Mm-hmm. However, it gets worse, of course. For example, Carbonator Rental Services in Philadelphia sells the syrup for sodas.
Mm-hmm. So this is when you go into, if you're lucky enough to have a fountain in your house, or you go into a restaurant and they're just pulling it out, there's nothing better than direct out of the fountain.
Right.
McDonald's makes the best Cokes on the planet.
Their straws are great, too.
I just want to throw that out.
So normally they sell a 5-gallon box of syrup. We don't get into straw talk, Jeffy. He seems interested. A 5-gallon box of syrup, usually $60. $60.
So this is they come with the fizz and the syrup, and they mix it together.
Right.
So you can have a glass of carbonated water, or they can add this syrup, a little bit of that syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is the syrup.
Normally, it costs $60.
$60 for the syrup.
In December, $60.
$60.
It's a lot of soda for $60.
Sure.
The new city tax applies to this beverage because it's sugary and it's a beverage.
Sure.
It applies $57.60 of additional cost.
The syrup is $60.
$60 for the syrup.
Okay, so
$57 for the tax.
And 60 cents for the tax. So
that's price gouging right there. That's price gouging.
That is what the, because again, we're going from $60 to $117.60 for the same product.
So in order to service their customers, they need to lower the price of that syrup to $3.
And that is.
Well,
Right.
So it's $60.
If they could stop price gouging, they might be able to, you know, pay the $15 of a working wage that they should be paying for those minimum jobs of making that syrup.
Well, yes, that too.
I know, because they're supposed to do both of those things.
Correct. So it's gone up to $117.60.
$117.60
for the same syrup.
Reason has a story on this. In the real world, sandwich shops and grocery stores, of course, are
essentially
adjusting.
Doubled the price.
Right. Because they were trying to make the case it's not going to be that big of a deal. In the real world, sandwich shops, grocery stores, of course, are adjusting the retail price of sugary drinks to make up for the added cost imposed by the tax. So, and by the way, the tax, you know when you go to a store and you you buy something and then you get the receipt and there's like a sales tax at the bottom, right? That's how everything opts. The way they structured this tax is that it hit before the retail side. So they put it in there. So it's not separately listed on any of the receipts. It's just all the prices are jacked up through the ceiling.
You know what? Everybody should have on their menus and on their receipts.
Yeah.
Soda is this price because of this price of tax.
Absolutely.
And that's starting to happen around the city.
Absolutely.
This is why this is happening.
You'd have to.
The mayor who went and passed the test says the efforts of alerting people why their soda costs so much are wrong and misleading and suggested that it could be an extension of the expensive fight put up by soda companies. Big soda is at fault here.
This is so crazy.
It is so crazy, especially
like
when
now Coca-Cola is sending in the mob to to break some legs and get every dime out of their, I mean, that's crazy.
Every company over 200 employees is evil now. And they only act in their own best interest and they don't care what they destroy in their wake.
The cities don't.
So ridiculous.
The cities don't. The city council, the mayors, they don't. No. They're always acting in your best interest.
Oh,
even though
right.
the bills right. that they pass, the regulations that they put in on cities, drive the jobs out, make your cities less safe, make your cities more expensive, drive businesses to other cities or other states, and they're just fine. There's nothing bad about them. If a company decides to leave the state will say, look at the evil company. But nobody who's on the bandwagon saying, wait, it's the state's income tax that is killing us right now. Mm-hmm. It's their regulations on my business that makes it unaffordable for me to go here.
Right. And in Philly, what they did is do everything they could to hide it from people and then deny the reality that that's the reason why these prices are going
and
up.
And it sadly, it works.
Yeah, it does.
It works. And
will it work here?
In this article, they're interviewing the owner of a really small convenience store who was doing really well before this tax. Now he says he can count on one finger in the last week the number of people who've come in and bought soda, tea, or energy drinks in any quantity bigger than a can. Because you think about that, a 12-ounce can of soda is going to cost you what? 60 cents? 75? Hardly ever buy soda. So.
I mean,
than that?
Yeah, I mean,
$1?
Yeah.
So then it's $1 would be $1.18 then, if say it's $1. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the bigger quantities, like you mentioned, it can double the price.
Right. I hold in my hand a Diet Arizona Blueberry Green Tea, which is for some reason I purchased. I bought two of these. These are gallon containers for $6, which I thought was a really good value. 2 gallons for $6. I thought that was solid. Okay. If I was in Philly buying it, it would not be $6. It would be over, with all the taxes, over $10. Now, you talk about trying to do this with a family to get when you're buying in large quantities.
No.
You are absolutely bilking the family that buys in bulk.
No, you're not.
You're not.
Families should not be buying high sugary drinks.
Right. And that's the point. This isn't even a sugary beverage.
It's not
their beverage.
It's
there is no sugar whatsoever in it.
It's green tea, and it's not even green. There's something wrong with that.
It's blueberry, so
if there's
blue.
No sugar in it, why are you getting taxed?
I know. Isn't that interesting? Well, they've applied the tax to non-sugary drinks because, remember, this isn't about health. This is about getting more money.
It's
about
the children.
The children. Yeah.
So for the children, because we let the children.
Again, $6 for iced tea.
It's your moment to shine, Pat.
I thought it was my moment to shine about taxes.
Look, very few times you could talk about sugary taxes, and even fewer times you could bring up Michael Jackson. So this is his moment to shine.
Okay, so I stole your moment.
No, it's both. These are good moments. Soda and Michael Jackson. But I mean, so $6 turns into $10. That's a 67% tax.
That's madness.
Think about that.
Madness.
It's incredible. And they expect people to swallow this. It's like, it's
they're
insane.
Going to.
They literally need a Tea Party revolt.
I think
in Philadelphia. Literally tea.
And it's funny because they have, I think they may have, even in Philadelphia, overreached so badly.
Hope
it's
so.
Been coming for years.
Because, I mean, a lot of these cities have tried to do this with small taxes and saying it's about health. They've tried so hard and they've gone so overboard that perhaps, maybe, we have a chance here to push back against this movement and say this is insane, because people really are pissed off about this, even in Philadelphia.
Well, they have to be.
You have to be. It's killing you.
1.5 cents an ounce? That's a massive
If
tax.
I were Pepsi or Coke, I would be buying massive, massive ads on anything that anybody in Philadelphia is watching. I would be buying massive ads and saying, look, here's what your mayor said. We want you to know, Coca-Cola is the same price. Go to New Jersey. You'll buy it for the price you bought it.
Well, in this case,
last week.
It's even easier than that. Go to Bella Kenwood.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. All you go have across, to do is go across city the line and go to a suburb, and you'll pay a lot less.
Right. The only ones that are being hurt by this are the ones who are trapped in their food deserts.
Right.
Having to go buy their, because they can't afford to go to Bella Kenwood and drive out of the city. Anybody who uses a bus, anybody who walks to the supermarket, anybody who does that, you're the one being hurt.
That'd be so easy to do, too, because you've got Wawa in the city limits, right? And then you'd have Wawa just outside the city limits, and you could just show them the price. Here's the price in Philadelphia. Here's the price in Bella Kenwood.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. There's three groups affected by this policy. The consumer, totally screwed. The business owner, totally screwed. The government, helped. How often is this the direction and goal of policy in this freaking country?
The government doesn't really help because they're selling less product.
Yeah, but they're getting a huge income stream for the people who are like me, who would still go and buy it because I'm an idiot. But I mean, you need to fight this stuff. This needs to be overturned.
No, I agree.
And I think, like, you look at this and, like, they get money for whatever stupid policy they say they're achieving, which of course will wind up in 10 years realizing they didn't achieve it, and they'll ask for more money and more taxes.
Well, what they'll do is, if this hangs on long enough, they'll say, now we have to replace this money. And they'll just find a group that they can pin that on, that they can make everybody hate.
Need to kill it fast.
So because if it holds on, then they'll have the money, and they'll say, we need to raise this much money because we have to replace it. And they'll just find a group that is in a minority or can be, you know, sold to the people, gas, you know, companies, oil companies, big business, whoever, and they'll drive the jobs out even more.
I mean, because it's for the children, and we love the children.
I'm going to let him have that moment.
Right.
Moment.
I am too. Okay, I mean, when you go for talk about the overreach, you know, you can get people to pay an extra little bit here and there. To go from $60 to $117 is completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look at the guy. This is the guy who owns the company. Mm-hmm. Whose product is now from $60 to $117.60, he says, we're not talking about a couple of bucks on a $60 item. If it was, probably people wouldn't be bitching, and there wouldn't be an opportunity to overturn this and push back against this.
Progressives overplay their hand every single time.
And which is weird, because progressive, it's designed not to overplay your hand.
Yes.
Progressivism is, take the very little bit that we can and keep advancing.
They always think that they're at the finish line. And only once did the Americans choose a non-progressive to reverse it all. And that's in the 1920s. Usually they just they grab somebody who is offering those progressive ideas just in a different package. Richard Nixon is a good example.
Yeah. 80s, I would say they did not choose a progressive.
But I don't consider him a progressive as much as just a flat-out bad Marxist. I mean, he was just bad. Jimmy Carter?
Who? Oh, no, in the 80s. Oh. Ronald Reagan would be the guy I'm referring to.
He wasn't a progressive. Where did they overplay?
Right, you said only one time that they've chosen. Oh, you're saying
I would say, you know, the big progressives.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know, Woodrow Wilson.
Not an ideological, necessarily progressive that was reversed by conservatism.
Correct.
That's only happened.
They're tired of waiting, and they've gotten so close lately. I think they're just tired of waiting, and now they're trying to push it the rest of the way. Don't you think? They've gotten a little impatient lately because Obama brought them so far, and they're like, we're right there. Let's just push it the rest of the way.
Because they know what I have been saying is true.
The pendulum.
Yes, and this doesn't last.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't last long. It's on the verge of collapse.
Yeah.
The question is, who's going to be the one holding the reins when it collapses? Is it going to be the left or is it going to be the right?
I don't know, but it's horrifying.
Now this, earlier this week, the World Bank released its economic report, part of which looked at Trump's tax cuts and the tariff proposals. They said, hope for U.S. and global growth because of the tax cuts. However, fear of a protectionist retaliation from the rest of the world. Why? Because of the tariff proposals. Two things in the world you cannot control. You can control a few things. You can control how you react to things. And are you prepared for what could come next? Are you prepared with your finances? Where are your investments? Do you have everything in your 401k or your IRA? Is that diversified at all, or is that in mutual funds? Because mutual funds could go away. Is it all in the stock market? Do you have 10% in precious metals? Do you have a percentage in oil? Is it diversified at all? Find out. If your IRA doesn't include precious metals, you should diversify so you don't lose everything should, God forbid, everything hit the crapper. Gold from Goldline is the only place that I would go and buy gold. I would only go to Goldline. I've done business with Goldline, I think, 2 years before they were even on the air with me. I'm a customer that did my own homework. I urge you to do your own homework now and find out if gold or silver or platinum is right for you. It's not right for everybody, but read their important risk information. At 866-465-3546, the number is 866-GOLDLINE. They're waiting for your call right now. I know a lot of these people, and they're really, really great, and they love the Glenn Beck audience because every time I'm out there, they say, oh, the Glenn Beck audience is so polite, and they're so nice, and they're so intelligent. They know what they're talking about. Do your own homework. Then call 1-866-GOLDLINE. 1-866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
You're listening.
You're listening.
To the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
888-727-BACK. The Glenn Beck Program.
Again, if this soda tax in Philadelphia was a small one, not 1.5 cents per ounce, which on just 12 ounces is going to raise the price 18 cents. Let's just say, you know, the price of the, we were talking about the gallons of syrup that goes into mixing the drink.
Right.
If that went from $60 to $63, Nobody's going to notice. Nobody's going to care.
Even the guy who owns the company says it's not like a big deal if it was only a couple dollars. Which it is a big deal,
when
by
it goes
the way.
From 60, it is. You're right.
It is.
But when it goes from 60 to $117. I mean,
that's outrageous.
You can't expect the owner to just eat that cost of his price of business doubling. That can't happen. It just he'll go out of business.
And that's what happens with found. It's wow, why you need a foundation. Crazy. It's why you need principal. It's the tax is wrong from the beginning.
Yeah, right.
Whether it's 1% or 0.5%, because over time it will start affecting you. They'll still raise it. I mean, we talked about before the Johnstown flood of 1936, also in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Which they had this flood. 30,000 people were homeless.
And what year was that? 36?
36.
Yeah.
They needed money.
Yeah.
They passed this tax, tiny tax for people in Pennsylvania.
It takes a while.
It takes a while.
It takes a while to pay for that flood they had in 36.
Yeah. And they kept, then they raised it. They had to raise it because they needed a little bit more and a little bit more. A little bit more.
Right.
Today, in 2017, there is an 18% tax to pay for the Johnstown flood of 1936. Still on the books. They're still collecting.
Well,
and guess what? It's been paid
for.
They
haven't paid it off yet.
No, they have.
Really?
Many times over.
Like just barely? Like last year?
Now they're using the money for everything else. This is what happens and why you have to fight.
Taxes don't go away.
No, they do not.
That's why you don't want them in the first place.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
This is the Glenn Beck
Show Prep. I'm just looking for the Blaze has just put out a list of family friendly movies from the last year, the best family friendly movies of the last year. And what is the list?
Comes from the Christian Film and Television Commission, and the list of nominees provided exclusively to the Blaze is Captain America: Civil War.
Love that.
So these are apparently movies with.
I could not
positive believe, American values.
Right. I cannot believe the Marvel series and the values that it teaches. I mean, they're completely out of touch with what popular culture is teaching. Completely out of
touch. And certainly with Hollywood.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's really nuts.
In a good way, right?
You're saying. Yeah, in a good way.
It's great.
Did you watch Civil War?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Yeah.
This is the one where they were doing the spy, right? No, was that the one before?
That was Winter...
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Right. But every time I watch them, I'm like, is it just me?
I know.
How is this being made in Hollywood?
I know. I like it. So Captain America Civil War, God's Not Dead 2, which I haven't seen. Hacksaw Ridge, which you really liked.
Rave. Rave review. Everybody should watch. It's rated R for the... accurate depiction of war. It makes Braveheart look like a nice picnic at times. It's very accurate. There's no swearing in it. There's no nudity. There's no lewd behavior. There's nothing. It's only an accurate depiction of war. I brought my 12-year-old son, and we watched it together. We don't go to rated R movies. We saw this because he likes violence and everything. He likes action. This took his breath away, and not in a good way. Took his breath away. I watched him because I had seen the movie in preview. And so when we went with him, I knew what was coming, and I watched him, and he actually sat back in the seat. It pushed him back in the seat. And he looked at the screen, and then he looked at me, and I said, "This is war." He said, "Wow, it's not a glorification of war, but in that is one of the greatest stories of faith I have ever seen. It is a tremendous story of faith, and just so well done and absolutely true." And it's not preachy or anything. I'm going to say something unpopular with a lot of Christians, and I'm sorry, but I don't like God's Not Dead. I actually walked out of God's Not Dead because I brought my daughter, who is not real religious. She is spiritual. She believes in God and everything else. She doesn't go to church, and she doesn't like the hard-handed edge of many Christians. And So we went, and I said, "Hey, you want to come to God Sent Dead?" And she's not, you know.
Well, you know, she's burning in the fires of hell.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah, okay. No, she's all already right. There. Mm-hmm. And so, she went with me, and it was uncomfortable for me because it's everything that, you know, she believes Christians. And I hate to say this because she goes to church now, and she's not against Christians or anything. I don't mean to say it that way. That's a better way of saying this.
I think the better way when you're talking about an issue like this is to not bring it up.
Yeah.
Right. Probably the best.
I'm trying to cast it accurately, and I'm not doing a good
right. It's hard. It's
job for her because she's not. It's she doesn't have a problem with this. Let me change it this way. I don't like the preachiness of some Christians, in my own church. I don't like it when people are like, "And we've got to go save that person." Stop it. How about we go over
that?
And
that's your example of too preachy. We need to save the person.
I mean,
this is why you don't bring these things up. I'm only busting. I totally understand what you mean.
We got to go get those people into the waters of baptism now.
You just don't want it to be so heavy-handed.
Why don't you go love them?
Right.
Why don't we just love them?
And it's, of course, more effective as well.
Obviously. Yes. Right. But anyway, so I don't like the over-the-top preachiness kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Hannah was sitting through it, and she was fine. And about a third of the way in, I couldn't take it. And I said, "You want to go?" And she said, "Oh, I was praying you would say that."
And she was praying, so there
right.
you go.
So I got her to prayer.
It worked.
Anyway.
But I know what you mean. It's that issue of just being a little bit, it's almost like too much red meat.
Yeah, and you know what it is? On God's Not Dead, for me, what it was, and a lot of people really love this movie, but for me, what it was preaching to the choir. It was a movie where you would feel good if you are finally waiting for a movie where, you know, the bad guy's not the Christian. That's the movie. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what I felt about it was the bad guy now was the atheist, and all people who don't believe in God were painted with the same
one-dimensional, one-dimensional.
It's like the Christmas cookie.
Yes.
You know, it's like all those Hallmark movies on Christmas. It's the person who is a businessman is always the evil, heartless businessman.
Right. Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, right. in our culture, there are Christian movies that just aren't well done, I think. And I think most Christians would admit that.
Yeah. For one, because you don't have necessarily the access to the best talent, the best writers,
right.
the best everything else.
That's right.
Right.
And there are LDS movies in our culture, too.
They're
just not great. They're just not good.
No.
There's songs,
they're
music,
horrible.
There's movies that just suck.
Horrible.
And we don't like those either.
Yes. So it's just a bad movie.
It's hard to make movies in that genre because
it's the same reason
why. You got a smaller pool to deal
with. It's the same reason why you go to a movie, and I'm trying to think of one, and you're going to jump on 1,000 of them, where it is just a movie with the agenda of getting you to believe that President Obama or the anti-war movement or George Bush or whatever is exactly right. Those movies that you know, like Wag the Dog or
Lions for Lambs, mm-hmm. starring Meryl Streep.
Right. Where the agenda was an anti-war agenda.
Right.
And so it's so heavy-handed. You're like, come on, this is a propaganda.
Right.
It's not a movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway.
Okay. So Captain America: Civil War, God's Not Dead 2, Hacksaw Ridge. These were all nominated for their positive American values. Hail Caesar, which I don't know that movie.
I saw that. That's with George Clooney.
Oh, that's right.
And it's about the 1950s and the communists kidnapping and holding the studio ransom.
Yes. Interesting.
I did.
George Clooney is
in something like
that?
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah.
Queen of Cotway, or I guess
that one I don't know.
Sing, I didn't see.
Have you seen that? That's an animated Pixar-ish type
of thing.
Sing
all the way through.
I really want to see it. Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's
one of those movies. You know, it was you know, had its funny moments, and you know, it's in that realm of, you know, whatever Finding Dory or Monsters Inc. or one of those.
Those are fun. Those are great.
Yeah,
you know, that's great. I wouldn't say
Monsters,
Finding
Inc.
Finding Dory was great.
In that category, Monsters, Inc. was
tremendous
great.
In
Monsters
that category.
And I thought Finding Dory, personally,
I didn't
thought,
see that.
I didn't love it, but it was
Finding
okay.
Dory, I thought, okay. had the best, let me be heavy-handed, the
right.
best gospel message I have ever seen.
I must have missed.
You sure did.
Fish
a,
gospel?
A lost parent mm-hmm. who tried to teach them, this is the way to come home. This is the way to come home. And we'll leave breadcrumbs. We'll put shells out. Just follow mm-hmm. what I'm telling. Just remember this. Just remember this. And she finally found her way home. It's like.
Yeah, I missed the.
Oh, I think it's great. It's
you're not necessarily
the religious undertone of that.
No, it's not the intent
not
at
the
all.
Intent, yeah.
But I thought there. I thought
you could take make that out of it, though.
Absolutely,
that's good
well,
that
then,
you did.
That's yeah. as that's then as good. Easy to make into a religious film mm-hmm. as the Two Towers,
yeah,
the Hobbit
Lord
series.
Of the Rings.
I mean, Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know that was a Jesus-centered film. I have a hard time finding the Jesus message in that.
But that was Tolkien's thing. He wanted to be really subtle with it. Because he thought that C.S. Lewis was way too
heavy-handed.
Overt.
Yeah.
So. And it goes to your other point. I mean, those are the more effective versions. I mean, you know, even though it was not the intent of the movie, Juno is still the most effective pro-life movie maybe ever made. I happened to watch it recently, and it's like it's so well done, and you like them so much. And in the end, she makes a choice, and it winds up being a positive choice. She doesn't kill the baby. It's great, and it's well done.
And it ends up she doesn't kill the baby.
Isn't that great?
You just wrecked the movie for
wow.
me.
Oh, thank sorry. You, oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Thank you.
Spoiler alert.
See, and that's another movie that I never saw. Everybody said, you got to see it.
Uh-huh.
But it struck me, and it sounds like it's not. It struck me as a message movie. Even though I'm pro-life.
Oh, it's not a message movie.
I don't want
at
to
all.
Be sitting through.
You've got to. If you've never seen the movie,
I've
you have
never
to
seen
see
it.
Because it is, I would say, probably the opposite. They probably went into this thinking, you know what would be a great choice is abortion, but, you know, let's, we'll throw a little twist at them and they won't kill the kid this time. Like, you know, the actresses, the people involved in the movie have gone on to do other
That's
things.
Like
many
M.
of them very
Shyamalan
liberal.
Twist.
It was definitely not designed as a
but
pro-life
movie. Does it bother
movie.
You? I mean, I'm not talking about Juno. Does it bother you when you hear, for instance, Kiss of Death to me now, and I've changed. Kiss of Death to me is, oh, you're going to love it. Oh, everybody who's seen it said they cried their eyes out. I don't want to do that. I'm not paying money to cry.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't usually want to see those movies.
Right. I don't want to see those movies anymore. I don't want to see, oh, no, this one will make you reevaluate exactly where you stand on X issue. I don't want to see an issues movie either. I really don't.
I find those things to be, I like to be challenged at a movie.
So
I like when the best possible case of something that I disagree with is made and it stirs my emotions to go the other way. And I like to be able to think about it and say, in that situation, I still believe this way, or maybe I would be this
so
way.
I like here's that. Here's what I'm saying. Maybe you're hearing me wrong. The kiss of death for getting me to a movie is, oh, no, you have to see this. It'll make you think of it. Blah, 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 blah. Either agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to go to a movie. The way to get me into a movie is, you will not believe this is the greatest movie. This is, it's got whatever it is, blah, 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 blah. It's a great movie. And honestly, you'll find yourself going, is this not real life? Is this not whatever? That's an extra bonus.
Oh, this is how I would describe Juno then. It is a great movie. It is well done, incredibly well written. It's great acting. It's funny. And by the way, you'll be like, is this a freaking pro-life movie? You'll at the end of it, you'll think, wait a minute, did I just watch a pop?
Now I go to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now I go to it. The way mm-hmm. Juno was always sold to me is, this is the best pro-life
right.
movie
That's
you've
totally
ever seen.
That's totally secondary. Totally secondary.
Oh, I want to go spend my Friday. Like, hey, afterwards, you want to come over to my house? We're going to watch Schindler's List. I mean, it doesn't sound like a good night out.
No, it's completely unintended. That is not the message of the movie. But if you analyze it from our perspective, you really can easily take that out of it. And I bet it was influential to a lot of people who were on the borderline of that issue. And this is why we always talk about Hollywood, and they say, well, what are you talking about? We're not influencing culture, except that we're always influencing culture. We're so important. And look at all the awards we're giving ourselves for influencing culture.
That's the only reason why Meryl Streep is the legend that she is, is because she's always, quote, influencing culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Sully was the last one mentioned.
Oh, yeah. And Sully was good, too. I liked it.
Sully was
except they wrecked the story because now I don't know what's true and what's not true.
That's what I'd like to know. I'm going to do a little research on that and find out because I don't know that he had any trouble. It just looked like he was a hero and everybody thought that.
They dramatized, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Was it all dramatized?
That's what I want to know.
A lot of it was.
That's what I want to know.
My guess is he had his critics. People did go through those investigations, but even the people involved in them were saying,
you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have imperiled those people. Well, they all lived. What are you talking about?
I don't think it was as... I don't think he was in danger as much as they portrayed in the aftermath.
$145 billion jet. You've just
It was burning up in the sky. Right. Put it out. Is one of your 2017 goals to transform the look of your home, but you don't have a massive budget? The way to do it, the biggest way to make an impact on the look of your home, is with blind shade shutters or drapes, the windows. And with Blinds.com, you're going to get the best value, the best product, and the best customer service. I think of any, besides Apple, the best customer service, and I can't say besides, along with Apple, the best customer service I've ever seen from any company. Transform the way your house looks and deal with people who have the same kind of values that you have and know how to treat a customer right. If you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they're going to remake your blinds for free. They'll send you free color samples so you can get it right. But if they blink them and you're like, oh, crap, that looks bad. That's the wrong one. They'll remake them for free. Blinds.com. And now until the end of the month, January 31st, get 20% off everything site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, 20% off everything. Rules and restrictions do apply. Promo code Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Well, here's your anti-Trump food for the day for the press, I guess. There is just on Twitter, Marine Le Pen, French extremist, extreme right-wing party, known to be, connected to fascistic kind of...
Her dad, who started the party, has a lot of quotes about
definite socialism.
National
socialism.
Right on the European scale. They are not small government people.
Yeah, no, they're not our side. Yeah, right. They are national socialists and really dangerous. At least her father was. She's cut from the same cloth. It appears she was just somebody tweeted, "Why is she in?" Trump Tower.
Right. I guess she's in the basement of Trump Tower. Declined to say whether she was there to actually meet Trump, which is like, old Oklahoma coach or someone, Switzer maybe, who showed up at Trump Tower and went up the elevator just to see, so people would report that he was there to meet Trump, but he just went up, got a cup of coffee and left.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's funny.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.